93.7, the River Classic Rock Redefined. That goes Chili Peps, Doug, and Joe Show. Joe, how often do you water your lawn? If you could.
Man, I hired a landscaper. Ouch. I don't even know when the water comes on.
Yeah, I forgot
about
that.
Grass. I just look at it. Looks great, and I smile because I'm not mowing it anymore.
And again, it doesn't matter because you live in Placer County. You live in Roseville.
That's right.
And I forgot about that. Dana, how often do you water your grass?
Twice a week.
Twice a week?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you do twice a week?
That's what we're supposed to do.
Oh, Dana, what a civic-minded little young lady.
What do you mean?
That's exactly what she's supposed to do. Twice a week.
There's not water restrictions anymore.
They're watering days.
Yes. They have not lifted the sanctions of watering.
How can that be?
Well, because the drought may be over, but Sac residents still have to limit their watering for years to come.
Really?
And even though you can go a little bit reckless until November, Dana, November 1st, that's the deadline. There's a little bit of leeway there. But last night, the city council voted, or Tuesday night, to make permanent twice-a-week sprinkler restrictions. Even though Governor Jerry Brown lifted that drought state of emergency, they still have to do two nights a week in Sac County with a motion that passed 6-3, the strictest water restrictions in the state right here in Sacramento, or at least in the area. Folsom, all the others, strict, but not as.
What's their reasoning behind that?
Well, because it's California. It's California, dude. That's how it is. You might have got a lot of water last year, but you never know when it's not going to come again.
Oh, really?
That's what they say. Elk Grove, they removed water restrictions, as have some other cities, but Sacramento, still 2 days a week. Dana, do you ever cheat?
No. In fact, I probably forget to water one of those 2 days.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, Dana, you're out like walking on goat heads.
So you don't. You have no grass to cut then, huh?
Well, the front yard is not grass. It's all drought landscape. Backyard is just a small patch of grass.
Okay.
And I don't care if that turns brown, but honestly, I mean, I think it's pretty wasteful to water your lawn all the time.
Well, what I'm about to say is so shocking and earth-shattering, and to some so offensive, I might not rebound from this statement I'm about to make here on the river.
Oh, boy.
It is. It's stupid. Mm-hmm. It's stupid even having grass. And, Dana, you've never been to my place, but I've got about an acre. And it's highly manicured. And it's some of the greenest grass in the nation. I mean, I water the hell out of it. I pound it. I edge it. I weed eat it. I do all this stuff. And you know what? It's dumb.
It is.
It's dumb. You know how much gas I use? How much exhaust comes out of my mowers? I've got two mowers. You know, I got a gas weed eater. Do you know how much resource and fuel and emissions? And again, you're never going to find me, you know, over in Davis feeding the pigeons with, you know, granola. You're not going to see me hugging a tree. I don't own Birkenstocks like someone I know, Dana.
Yep.
Dana wore them. Dana wore the Jesus shoes in today. She's got
a pair of Birkenstocks from college.
They're so comfortable. I'm not even mad.
They are awesome, aren't they?
You can make fun of them. I don't care.
Okay. Now I'm going to leave Dana alone because I've got a new person to make fun of. Really, Joe, you still got some.
I still have the exact same pair I wore in college, and I wore my Birkenstocks with woolly socks.
Oh,
why don't you rock the Birks tomorrow with the robe and take a picture? Let the hair down. Let's get a picture of Joseph.
You want me to bring my Birks in?
Oh, sure, yeah, rock them.
I still got them with my cork, like,
bottom?
Yeah, cork bottoms.
Sole?
Yep.
So by no means am I a tree-hugging hippie. Couldn't be furthest from that. But I'm telling you, grass, it's stupid. You got to cut it. The time that it sucks out of my life, and I love it, it's my passion. But the time, the turmoil, the money, the exhaust, the water, stupid. And I ask this because, Dana, I didn't know you didn't water that often. Why don't all the people, and again, I know if you live downtown and you're urban, you might not have it. But if you live in a suburban area like Joe and you, Dana, you do.
Mm-hmm.
I live out in the country, so I can do it now. Why don't people rip this crap out and plant gardens?
Oh, I want to rip mine out so bad.
I mean, get rid of it. I mean, if you're going to water something, at least eat it. Grow corn in the wintertime or October. Grow your tomato. I mean, that's what we should be doing because it is. It's stupid.
Hey, I'm not against that. You know what watering the grass gets me? $100 a month ticket to my landscaper. If we didn't have to water grass, I wouldn't have to pay a man to come over and cut it.
That's what I'm saying.
I got no problem with that.
Let's dig it out. Let's start planting gardens or doing something with it. Because I'm telling you, I love my lawn. I look at it, and I'll always be a lawnmower. I got to have my yard clean. But every day I'm out there, man, I'm like, this is stupid. I can't go to concerts. I can't go do things because I can hear my grass grow. Like at night, I hear it growing up. I hear it, and it haunts me. And I'm 45 now, and you know what? I'm sick of it. I'm sick of doing it, and it's so wasteful, and it's so stupid, and it's so beautiful.
Let's rebel.
I'm torn. What do you want to do?
Let's get a bobcat and tear our lawns out.
Let's start with Dana's house. Dana, what kind of garden you want to grow? If we show up with a bobcat, we dig all your grass out. What do you want to put in there?
You do got to water a garden.
Yeah, well, but you're eating.
A heck of a lot more.
Yeah, but you could drip water it, and then you can take the contents and eat it.
You ain't going to be able to grow a garden in California watering it 2 days a week. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, sure. You use drip. Yeah, you can. I got a garden in my house. Yeah, I give it a little bit every day.
You can't grow corn with 2 day-a-week watering.
Well, you could grow corn with the same water that I water my lawn with.
Yeah, but you water every day, don't you?
Oh, I pound it. Yeah, yeah. If water police
are late, it can only water twice a week.
Yeah, but you could drip it. You could drip and you can get a couple ears of corn. Nice corn.
I don't think so. You gotta water corn and tomatoes and things. They need water.
They do, but you don't have to grow acres of it. She's only got a little patch. Mm-hmm. The same water that she would use for her grass would grow corn.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I only have sprinklers on the lawn in the back. Everything else is drip in my yards.
Yeah,
so.
You know what? Joe would have thought this was a great idea going back about, a year and a half ago. Hey, Dana, I know. Hey, why don't we put some of that fuzzy stuff? Why don't we put some of those fuzzy green stinky plants in your yard, Dana?
You definitely ain't growing pot watering 2 times a week. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah,
it
needs a lot of water.
You got to water that twice a day.
Well, when you see what I put on my grass, I put insane amounts because if I'm going to water it, it's going to be green. If I'm going to cut it, it's going to be green.
That's just what I was going to say. You ought to see Roseville.
Is it all brown?
No, there ain't a dead lawn. And when the drought was going on, everybody had dead lawns. Right now, the grass is so green and thick and lustrous. And I mean, I drive by, I see people just running the sprinklers just because it's daytime. Yeah. I mean, it is so green and just, it's everywhere.
I love it, man. On your bare feet, you go out there, you walk around, just the feeling of that. It's just fantastic. And it keeps the front yard, the backyard cool. Sprinklers are going, the smell of it.
Oh, every day where I have water is like at least twice a day.
I love it, but I'm telling you, I think I'm tired of it. So, I don't know. That's what you're down to. 2 times a week up until November 1st, so you got to let it go. And then after that, they're going to shut it down. You might be down to 1 day a week, Dana.
Is that only Sac County? Because no one else, Placer County has no water restrictions.
Yeah, Sac County, the strictest right now.
Huh.
2 days a week. So, you can cheat a little bit, but if you get caught, they might
look
the
other
way.
Well, you just get a high bill.
Yeah, and then you're on a water meter.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
All right, coming up, a fantastic story. Joe found this, and it's a really, really great story about a guy that passed away.
Mm-hmm.
I know that doesn't sound like it's going to be great, but I promise you.
You'll like this.
Hang out for about 5-10 minutes, and we'll give it to you. Hold on.